गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय जन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय नन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुञ्जबिहारी जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुञ्जबिहारी जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुञ्जबिहारी यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुञ्जबिहारी जय राधमाधव जय कुञ्जबिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुञ्जबिहारी यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुञ्जबिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री 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 हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलम् सुखमुखा अमृता द्रुवसंयुतम् विवात भागवतम् रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावका, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरया। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तके। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 टाइटल्ड मत्स्य द लॉर्ड्स फिश इनकार्नेशन टेक्स्ट 6. उच्चवाच सु भूतेषु चरण वायुर इवेश्वरः नोच्चा वाचनात्मान भजते निर्गुणत्वात् धियो गुणैः। उच्चावाचेषु भूतेषु चरण वायुर इवेश्वरः नोचावाच्वात्वं भजते निर्गुणत्वात् धियो गुणैः। उच्चावाचेषु भूतेषु चरण वायुर इवेश्वरः नोच्चावात्वातं भजते निर्गुणत्वात् दियो गुणे। उच्चावाचेषु भूतेषु वायुदेसुरः उच्चावाचेषु भजतेषु चावाचेषु भूतेषु माताजी उच्चावाचेषु भूतेषु चरण वायुरिवेश्वरः उच्चावाचेषु भूतेषु चरण वायुरिवेश्वरः चत्वं भजते। उच्चावाचेषु भूतेषु वायुरिवेश्वरः वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग उच्चावाचेषु हैविंग हायर और लोअर बॉडीली फॉर्म्स भूतेषु अमंग द लिविंग एंटिटीज चरण बिहेविंग वायु इवा एग्जैक्टली लाइक द एयर ईश्वरा द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ना नॉट उच्च अवच अवचात्वम द quality of higher or lower grades of life bhajate accepts nirgunatvat because of being transcendental above all material qualities dhya generally gunai by the modes of material nature. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, like the air passing through different types of atmosphere, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although appearing sometimes as a human being and sometimes as a lower animal, is always transcendental. Because He is above the modes of material nature, He is unaffected by higher and lower forms. Purport. The Personality of Godhead is the master of the material nature. Maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Therefore, being the supreme controller of the laws of nature, the Lord cannot be under their influence. An example given in this regard is that although the wind blows through many places, the air is not affected by the quality of those places. Although the air sometimes carries the odor of a filthy place, the air has nothing to do with such a place. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being all good and all auspiciousness, is never affected by the material qualities like an ordinary living entity. Purusha prakriti stho hi bhunte prakriti jan gunan Bhagavad Gita 13.21. When the living entity is in the material nature, he is affected by its qualities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, is not affected. Disrespectfully, one who does not know this considers the Supreme Personality of Godhead an ordinary living being. Avajananti mam modha param bhavam ajanantaha. Such a conclusion is reached by the unintelligent because they are unaware of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Iti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kapa Padarne Gaurakda Gramadaya Nagara Gramadarne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarne Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Branda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Firstly, I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can say something for my own purification first and that we can all benefit from what is being discussed in this sloka. Firstly, we'll see what are the main points which this sloka is trying to bring out and what Srila Prabhupada is trying to convey out of this. We can understand what is coming out of this sloka by this introduction which was given by Srila Prabhupada to this Matsyavatar chapter. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself by Swamsa, his personal expansions, and Vibhinnamsa, his expansions as the living entities. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkratam, the Personality of Godhead appears on this planet for the protection of the sadhus or devotees and for the destruction of the miscreants or non-devotees. He especially descends to give protection to the cows and the brahmanas, the demigods, the devotees and the Vedic system of religion. Thus he appears in various forms, sometimes as a fish, sometimes as a boar, sometimes Narasimhadeva, sometimes Vamanadeva and so on. One point which is very strongly brought out here, very forcefully brought out here, is that in any form or incarnation, although he comes within this material world, within this atmosphere of the material world, he remains unaffected by the influence of the three modes, that is Satogun, Rajogun and Tamogun. On the other hand, conditioned souls like us, when we come into this material world, we are bound fully under their influence, the influence of these three modes. The Lord, even though he comes here, he is not affected by them. This is one point which we need to understand. And in fact, if I may say so, just a sort of an allegorical example. I mean, we've been through our education quite a lot of, in our schools and colleges, we come across multiple choice questions. And there are two ways those multiple choice questions are assessed. One is the question is asked, then there are three or four choices which are given. We got to tick whichever is the correct one. We tick the incorrect one, there is no negative marking. So in the entire questions, whatever credits we get, it stands. The incorrect ones do not affect those credits. But in another type, the incorrect ones get affected by negative markings. That is, they pull down the total credits available to us. This sloka is one among that type, that it pulls down if we do not understand this concept, because The Lord says that those who do not understand that He is transcendental to the three modes of material nature, He calls them mudha. So this, as we as practicing sadhakas, we need to understand that He is different. He is a superior power. So this is a sign of His supreme controlling power. Although He comes within the material atmosphere, Maya cannot touch Him. Therefore, no material qualities can be attributed to Him. This is very important. Of course, there are a few other reflections which come through, as brought out by Shukadeva Goswami and Srila Prabhupada. That is the Lord's divinity. It also comes out from here. Why He comes to this material world? We saw yesterday a very nice class given by Chinta Chaitanya Prabhu, why He comes. And our nature, when we come into the contact with the material world. And lastly, there is an icing on this cake. When He gives us a cake, there is an icing. And it's a very nice sort of a feature which we need to meditate upon, we need to reflect upon, and that will be very advantageous for us, and we will see that as we go along. So, as we saw here, that this verse is telling us about the feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, on reflection, we can say that the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is all about that. It talks about the features of the Lord, the glories of the Lord, as well as His devotees. But here specifically, it refers to a particular avatar, the Matsya avatar. And actually Sukadeva Goswami is very merciful in that he lays a context. Actually, if we see in our normal conversations, especially when we are in a sort of a not so very congenial mood, when we are very heated up, we quite often start off, we hit the ground running. We do not lay a context as to why we are reacting in such a fashion. But here, Sukadeva Goswami, he lays a context as to why the Lord is incarnating as Matsya Avatar. That is, he gets Parikshit Maharaj to ask this question, ki why is Lord incarnating as a fish? Now, we all know fish is a smelly creature, it's so obnoxious, and it's not a very sort of a congenial animal. So why should the Lord take birth or come as an avatar in a fish? So the point to be noted here is that in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says in 4.9, Jamma karma chame divyam, yo evam yo veti tattvah, tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body, take birth again in this material world. Sukadeva Goswami explains to the question raised by Parikshit Maharaj that why has the Lord taken the birth in the form of a fish. He says that do not equate this avatar of the Lord as a normal mundane fish. The fish, yes, it lives in the water, it feeds on certain other smaller fishes. That's the end of story there, as far as the fish is concerned. But then the Lord, as we saw earlier, He is not affected by the three modes. But then He has a purpose as to why He has come in this form of a fish. Actually, that purpose will be shown to us as we go along reading this chapter elaborately, where he protects, I think so, Satyavrata. So when the Lord appears, he does so out of his own volition, his own liking, his own choice. And that choice could be exhibited in any form what he wants. And that is exactly dictated by his own desires. On the other hand, I mean, to be able to understand that concept, we see our conditioned souls, us, for instance, when we appear here, we are here today as human beings, and we have transmigrated many, many lifetimes through those 84 lakh species, and at last we've reached this place. Now, next birth is dictated by how we live our life in this lifetime, our karmas, our thought processes, how we conduct ourselves in this lifetime. So all of this has a role to play in the next birth of ours. On the other hand, the Lord has no such restrictions. He has no equations to contend with. Today he may come as Narasimha in a half man, half lion form, Narasimha Avatar. Tomorrow he could come in his two-handed form. Next time we could see him in the form of a boar. And whatever he does, I mean, I had stated this earlier also, Harila Prabhu had said that Krishna is always right. So that faith we must have, that yes, whatever the Lord does, whatever, howsoever he appears, there is definitely a reason. In our tiny brains, possibly, it may not be possible to understand at first glance immediately what is the reason behind his such appearance. But definitely the Lord has his own reasons, and he reveals it to us in his own time when he sees that yes, we are capable of receiving that. So this context has been laid, and as Sukadeva Goswami explains, that please do not equate that form of the Lord, where the Lord comes as Matsya Avatar, and with that of any other fish in the ocean or the sea, because he is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. Now he gives this by, he explains this by way of a nice example of the air, the quality of air. Now the air which we perceive here, it is prevalent all throughout this creation, and say even within this earthly planet, the air could have passed through a garden full of fragrant roses, or on the other extreme, it could have passed through a sewer. Now when it passes through either a garden full of fragrant roses or through a sewer, it takes on those qualities and it exhibits them, but it remains unaffected by those qualities. It is above that. So Sukadeva Goswami explains that yes, although the Lord comes within this material platform, you could see him possibly as a human being, as in any other form, but he is not bound by these three modes of material nature. Actually, this point we would see keep on repeating, because the reason is that, as I explained, the icing on the cake, if we get this, we get that icing on the cake, if we get this point correctly, that the Lord is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. Now, people who don't get this concept, the Lord, as I said, calls them mudha, avajananti mam mudha, manushim tanum asritam. परम भावम अजनांतो नाम भूत महेश्वरम, दैट इज ही इज परम भावम, ही इज अबव दिस, ही डिक्लेयर्स हिमसेल्फ. एंड द पर्सन और द इंडिविजुअल हु इज नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस कॉन्सेप्ट, ही इज कॉल्ड मूढ़ा. So whether he appears as a boar or a fish or a half man, half lion, or in whatever form, or in Vamana Deva, whatever form, he is not to be equated with our conditioning. When we get into this material world, we get this afflicted by this, that is Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. The Lord remains above that. The next point which this sloka brings out is about the Lord's divinity. Of course, everything is connected, interconnected. And when we see the entire whole, we'll see as to how and why He remains above the three modes of material nature. Now, throughout the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explains various tattvas to Krishna. He explains the concept of soul, he explains the concept of bhakti, he explains various things. When he comes to chapter 4, he exhibits one form of his divinity. He tells Arjuna that I explained all of this to Vivaswan. Immediate reaction of Arjuna is, what? How could you have told that to Vivaswan? You are my contemporary. This again brings out the point that yes, what Lord is going to say is that He is above the three modes of material nature, because He tells Arjuna, look, you and I have both existed over various millennia, but the difference between us is that you have forgotten how and when you came, whereas I remember all of that. So this is one aspect of divinity which comes out. So, and Krishna also explains in 4.6 Bhagavad Gita as to why we forget. अजोपि सन् अव्यवं अव्ययात्मा भूतनाम ईश्वरोपि सम प्रकृतिम सम स्वम अधिष्ठाया सम भवामि आत्ममाया, दैट इज ही इनकार्नेट्स बाय हिज ओन पावर, वेरस वी व्हेन वी लिव आवर लाइफ वी आर सब्जेक्ट टू द टाइम वी डिटेरियरेट. The Lord says that although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. That is the crucial point which we should not be missing. So he brings out the distinction between, say, a normal person like Arjuna or us conditioned souls and Krishna, showing this divinity. So when we tend to appear here, then again we get afflicted by the three modes of material nature. Now again, coming back to this point, when Parikshit Maharaj expresses that yes, why has he taken this form, and Sukadeva Goswami says that look, he is above the three modes of material nature. Actually, we are also a Shakti, the Parashakti of the Lord. And there is a Aparashakti also of the Lord, which is the lower form. We are the higher form. Now he explains as to why, although being of the higher form, the Parashakti of the Lord, we get bound by the ropes of the material nature. Now, we'll take an example of an ordinary rope. A rope has less consciousness than us, practically no consciousness. Yet the rope is able to bind us. Why? The reason is that the ends of the rope are being controlled by the Lord. That chabi, that key, is in the hands of the Lord. So Lord is a superior power. He has the power to bind us. So that again shows that yes, Lord is above the three modes of material nature, and we could be subjected to this three modes of material nature. This is how we could be end up being bound. So now when we come here, as we saw earlier, it all depends on our karma, our actions in this life, or how we have conducted ourselves, etc. These are sort of factors which impinge on the form which we will take in the next birth. Now, going further, Krishna further explains as to why we has come here in this material world. We saw yesterday also. I mean, in Bhagavad Gita 4.7, he explains, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharatah. This glanir bhavati bharatah is that we tend to forget that he comes here, and he comes here to rescue us. And we saw, as we saw yesterday in quite detail, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkutam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yoge yoge. That is, he comes to establish dharma where it has deteriorated over time, and he comes to save the cows as well as the brahmanas. So this is the one of the few reasons which the Lord is elaborating. Of course, as we if we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord gives a different perspective altogether as to why he incarnates here. Now, this erosion over time which we saw, this is a common feature in this material world. The material world, it consists of these kind of elements like earth, water, air, fire, ether, etc. Now, we could combine all of this in certain proportions. We could build a skyscraper. A skyscraper may last for maybe 70, 80 years, 100 years at best. Of course, there are few monuments which are in existence for more time also, but over time the effect of time has a quality of deteriorating this. This concept of deterioration is why the Lord explained that yes, I have explained to Vivaswan, but over in disciplic succession, but over time it has been lost. This is that concept which is applied there. Of course, that concept actually with senior Vaishnavas, it could be looked at in a different perspective also, but I won't go into it here now. So this, the deterioration happens. So the Lord, from time to time, he comes here to give us this knowledge. He comes here to give us this booster shot. He sends his own close confidential associates. He also could come himself. And we all know the booster shots. When we were small, we used to get the polio vaccinations. Sometimes we get the booster shots too, to provide immunity to an extended period of time. So that is what this could be likened to, that yes, the Lord comes here again and again in various forms to give us this booster shot, to remind us that look, we have no place to stay here in this Dukhalaya Masaswatam. we should not be making this a place of permanent residence, and that our actual position is in His kingdom to serve Him eternally. He has to come here because we are afflicted by this time. So, I explained about this icing on the cake in this thing. The icing on the cake is that the Lord is very compassionate. His desire to get us back, all of us back to His kingdom, is actually much more than what our own innate desires are. And here He tells us a way whereby we could relinquish this material world, go back to His spiritual kingdom, just by remembering this, that when the Lord comes here, His appearance is transcendental. Just by meditating on this fact, that is the icing on the cake, that we meditate on this fact, that we discuss this fact, we think about this fact, we are conscious of this fact, that is the icing which will give us the way to get out of the material world. Of course, there are various other ways also the Lord in His compassionate form provides, that one who remembers me at the time of his death, he could come back.
Yes.
But then the Lord is so merciful, He drops these hints all over the place, and it is for us to pick it up, that yes, the Lord, when He descends to this material form, material world, is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. We remember this, we are able to get out, is what the assurance given by the Lord. So hence, this sloka is actually quite important, in that if we can absorb this concept, if we can meditate on this, if we can discuss this in little more depth amongst ourselves, it will be very helpful, so that we can all embark on that journey which Srila Prabhupada was very keen, that yes, each one of us in this very lifetime go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any comments, anybody would like to comment as to how I could improve myself, or any questions, I'll try to answer. I do not know, of course, so anything. Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you for your nice class. Since we're speaking about the water pastimes of the Lord, I have a question. I was reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3. There's a description of various incarnations of Krishna, and they all have a specific purpose. But in the chapter, in the verse 7, it talks about Lord Varaha rescuing the earth that had fallen into the nether regions of the universe. And in the purport, Prabhupada says that the demon had hidden the earth in the filthy regions of Pluto. Have you ever heard any explanations beyond that?
No, Prabhupada.
Is it the Gavardhak Ocean, or is it a different location?
No, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, possibly Jananivas Prabhu or Pankajangri Prabhu would be able to throw some light on that aspect.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, it means the bottom of the universe, the Gavardhak Ocean. You go to any pond or anything like that, you go to the middle of the pond, or not on the bank, it recommends going to the bank, taking mud and putting it on your body. But it recommends the bank, not the middle. If you go in the middle and you get that mud from the middle, it's called panka. And it smells because there's no oxygen there, and the all the dead things that fall and leaves and everything, it takes a long time to decompose, and they just stay there, so it gets very smelly. Panka. Dirty. But the lotuses are also called panka. The most beautiful thing. But it's coming out of that horrible smelling thing. So that's the earth apparently fell in that muck. Mud. Smelly mud. At the bottom of the universe. So what animal or creature likes really smelly mud? So that's the pig, Brahadev. So he sniffed. He could find that. It was buried in the mud, so Brahadev went. He wandered around and all that. He was happy. That's the environment of the hog, the pig. Yes, but bottom of the Garbhadak ocean, smelly mud. Yeah, I'm not sure. Pluto.
श्रीमद् भागवतम ग्रंथराज की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय नेताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल